This is music from the Boston-based Rhythm Future Quartet off their most recent album, Travels. Rhythm Future Quartet was founded by jazz violinist Jason Anik, who calls this music gypsy jazz. Anik is one of the youngest instructors at the Berklee College of Music here in Boston, and he's shared the stage with a number of great artists, including Stevie Wonder. He'll be performing with his Rhythm Future Quartet Columbus Day weekend at the Django by the Sea Gypsy Jazz Festival in Kittery, Maine. And he's with us now along with his band. And Jason Anik, good to have you.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
And listeners, we're streaming this interview and we'll be streaming the in-studio performance as well on Facebook Live. And you can watch it if you go to facebook.com/Radio Boston. You can see the performance and see the interview. So, Jason, we talked to you a couple of years ago. It's great to have you back. Tell me about this song, first of all, that we're listening to in the background off your new album.
Yes, that's For Paulus, which is one composed by Olli Soikkeli, who's kind of the co-leader of the group. He's unfortunately had some engagements in New York today, so today is just the trio, our normal, so it's 3/4 of the group. But that's one that, really captures the spirit of the forefathers of gypsy jazz, who were Django Reinhardt, a virtuoso guitarist who grew up in the gypsy culture, and French jazz violinist Stefan Grappelli. Oh. So it really pays tribute to those and kind of brings a new energy to it.
Will you define what gypsy jazz is? Is it defined by Django Reinhardt and Grappelli?
Yeah, so it's, you can think of it as kind of a mashup of the kind of the early swing. So early swing with some of the traditional gypsy music that was going on. So Django Reinhardt, who grew up in the gypsy culture, and was immersed in the more traditional music, but fell in love with the old swing. So when he heard Louis Armstrong for the first time, he wanted to emulate that. So he brought it to the instruments that were associated with their heritage. So he had guitar, and of course violin is a big instrument in that as well. So unlike other styles of jazz, gypsy jazz, the instrumentation is a little more unique. So it's has a rhythm guitar that is kind of sounding more like the drum. Mm-hmm. So that's emulating the snare drum and the drum kit. And then you have the bass, which that kind of is similar. And then violin and guitar as the leaders.
All right. So we've got three quarters of the group here. This is Jason Anik, who's the violinist. Max O'Rourke is the guitar with the Rhythm Future Quartet. And Greg Loafman is going to play upright bass. And what are you going to do for us now?
We're always trying to bring new songs into our repertoire, expand the genre. We love paying tribute to it, of course, but we're in the spirit of kind of expanding it and broadening the scope. We bring in songs from different generations. So this was a pop song of its day. This was Come Together, the iconic Beatles tune. And so this is our arrangement of it.
All right, here we go. Come Together from the Rhythm Future Quartet with Jason Anik on violin, Max O'Rourke on rhythm guitar, and Greg Loafman on upright bass. Loafman on upright bass, sorry. Thank you. All right, very nice. That was three quarters of the Future Rhythm Quartet playing their version of the great Beatles song Come Together. It's off their most recent album, Travels. And that was Jason Anik on violin, Max O'Rourke on guitar, and Greg Loafman on upright bass. Gentlemen, great work. That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Nice job, Jason. Love to hear something about how what goes into arranging a song like that, which, of course, is sort of part of every pop music devotee's consciousness. How did you go about thinking about arranging that?
Yeah, so that song in particular or just in general?
Yeah.
So I grew up listening to the Beatles a lot. So my dad was a big Beatles fan. So I grew up listening to it. And to me, the Beatles, you know, it's such a great forum for playing within a jazz setting as well. So I always like, there's a couple other Beatles songs that I've arranged over the years, so it's always in the back of my mind to like try to throw in a couple Beatles ones. And you know, I sometimes like I'll just hear it and I can kind of hear what it's like. I'll hear this original and okay, this could work in the setting. And so, and then we'll kind of play it together a bit and try to hash out how to bring it to this instrumentation, work out different parts, and then this course form, you know, you want to think about form, so where the solo section is going to be and how to, you know, make it your own. So the key was to have the melody within there, but within that framework, switch it up and bring new life to it.
Yeah, well, you did it. You did it. You did it really well. I want to say that the Rhythm Future Quartet is going to be performing Columbus Day weekend at the Django by the Sea Gypsy Jazz Festival in Kittery, Maine. And Jason Anik, you teach kids at Berkeley. Do they come in knowing about Gypsy Jazz? Is this what you teach them? Or sort of how does Gypsy Jazz fit into what you teach?
Certainly. So there are definitely some students that come in who were exposed to the music or were had fans of mine had heard me play or saw me perform, and they come specifically to study with me. And then some people, they're hearing it for the first time. But either way, I love to expose this music because I think it's a great style of music to play, specifically if you're a violinist. Yeah. You can really explore the colors and textures of the instrument as well as the creativity of the improvisation side. So it's a great outlet for teaching as also playing. So I kind of always expose my students to this style of music.
Well, Jason, we're up against the clock, and I want to be sure to give you plenty of time to play us one more number. You're going to play us out on something. Tell us what it is.
So we're going to play I Can't Give You Anything But Love, which is one that Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli recorded. And to me, it kind of encapsulates the spirit of Gypsy Jazz. And so when people come out to the Django by the Sea Festival, they'll get that lively energy, the excitement, and the joy that this song kind of encapsulates.
All right. Well, guys, take it away. That's Jason Anik. He's a jazz violinist who founded the Rhythm Future Quartet, and they'll be performing Columbus Day weekend at the Django by the Sea Gypsy Jazz Festival in Kittery, Maine. And we'll go out today with the Rhythm Future Quartet playing I Can't Give You Anything But Love. And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.